Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us right now is our first guest, Mara Davies. She's with the SPCA of Texas, and we're going to talk about life-changing experiences of adopting homeless animals. You know what? Mara, I'm so glad to have you on. I've actually been out there off I-30 with my kids. This was a few years ago. You guys are absolutely awesome and amazing. It's even if you don't adopt a pet, it's just nice to go out to visit.
Oh, gosh, yes. This is the most fun place to come visit. And I pinch myself every day walking around this lovely shelter. You know, a long time ago, people used to think, oh, shelters are sad. They're not.
They're not.
No, when you walk into the SPCA of Texas shelter in Dallas, you're greeted with a big, beautiful lobby, light, happy, smiling doggy faces with wagging tails, and even kitties that are curled up taking naps. It's a lovely, happy place to be, full of incredible staff, volunteers, other visitors. We love having a great time. We love welcoming people.
Yes, it's a very large facility. It's almost like a campus. I call it like a college campus or a high school campus. It's absolutely beautiful. And the other part about it is when you get to visit, sometimes you and the kids get a chance to play with some of the pets. You get to go into a room with them, right? Can you talk about that experience? Because my kids got so attached. We didn't get one that day, but they got so attached because they're so beautiful.
I love it so much. Yes, we welcome people. We're open noon to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We're here at 2400 Lone Star Drive in West Dallas. Mm-hmm. Super easy to get to.
Right off of 30.
Yeah. So when you pass by, a lot of people see our big purple walls that say SPCA. SPCA of Texas, it's easy. Just you park and you come on in. And like I said, we're open noon to 6, 7 days a week. You come on in, you'll be greeted with smiling staff and volunteer members. And you come on in and just start looking around. We have all of our dogs are in these really beautiful kennels, like with glass sides that you can just walk up to. And once you find somebody you want to meet, you just let a team member know, hey, I want to meet so-and-so, I want to meet Buttercup. And you go over and we say, okay, well, we're going to get Buttercup. And we have several meet and greet rooms. So we'll bring you and your whole family into the meet and greet room with the pet. Then we'll tell you everything we know about that pet, everything health-wise, behavior, personality. We learn so much about the animals. We have not only the staff and volunteers, we have behavior staff who get to know every single animal. And we can tell you all about their behavior, what they'll need to thrive. And then we just walk you through all that information. You can play with the dog, make sure that is the right pet for you. And the other cool thing is if you already have a dog specifically, and we always recommend that dog be vaccinated, of course, you can bring them up and do a meet and greet with your dog to make sure everybody gets along. And that's part of how we help make these love story adoptions happen for everybody. But there's not an application process. You don't have to go online first. You just walk on in. Mm-hmm. We don't want to make it complicated. We want to make it easy.
In other words, if you find a pet that you really love and you want to bring them home, you can do that if you're there and you got a few minutes.
Exactly. That day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, as long as you have time, and we love it when people bring the whole family, and, you know, families look in many different ways. So whatever your definition of family, or if you just come by yourself, Some people just come in because they want to come and hang out with the dogs or the cats. Then they can become volunteers. Mm-hmm. And it's super easy to sign up for volunteers online at our website, just spca.org. And you can come in and you can walk dogs, hang out with the cats. You can do all kinds of fun stuff. You can help at adoption events offsite. You can help in the shelter. You can help at special events. I'm not even scratching the surface.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing you can do as either a volunteer or a foster to adopt. Our foster program is amazing. There are so many animals in the shelter who, you know, they might just need a little bit of time to recuperate from a surgery mm-hmm. they recently had, or mm-hmm. maybe it's a mama with puppies or kittens, or maybe it's kittens or puppies without a mama that need bottle feeding. You can foster those animals, and our foster team gives you everything you need. Food, bowls, toys, bedding, everything. You just bring the love. And the last thing about fostering is if there's a dog on the floor, maybe is going through a medical treatment, you can foster to adopt that animal. And what that means is we will finish providing that medical treatment at no cost to you while you foster the pet. They get through that health situation. And then at the end of that, and during which we provide all the resources for you, when you make the adoption official, then you take on all of the resources from there. But it just, it's so fun. And that can be long-term, short-term. We also have Borrow a Buddy.
Oh, slow down, because that was just going to bring that up. I was like, I saw this and you got to tell us. Because this is the difference between like going to a pet shop or something and, you know, you see some and you say, oh, I like that little cat right over there. I like that little dog over there or whatever. You've got this Borrow a Buddy program, which I think is unique and fun. And a lot of people might be into something like this. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, 100%. We have so much cool stuff about everything we do forever. So our Borrow Buddy program can be as simple as coming to the shelter and taking a dog with you to like an outdoor patio type place that will, you know, welcome dogs.
A little vent.
You can just go have lunch with the dog.
Yeah, maybe take it over to Clyde Warren Park because they got a dog park over there.
Totally. Yep. You can do that. I know there are some stores out there who anywhere that's dog friendly, mm-hmm. you can basically, you're borrowing a buddy and it can be for an hour or two. You can borrow a dog for the weekend. That can be part of will this dog maybe fit in my family? Well, maybe they do. And maybe you just want to keep them. That's fine. Yeah. Borrow buddies and fosters always get first dibs on adoption. And it's a fun thing to do,
especially some people
say, oh, I travel too much. I can't have a pet. Well, what if you're in town for one weekend and you really would love a dog buddy? You can mm-hmm. do that.
Exactly. I think that's so nice. And again, it helps the pets or the dogs or the cats get out for a little bit. You know, they're over there in a nice little campus, but, you know, they get to get out and about and look around and run and, like you said, play with you. Just if there's a dog park around or you just want to walk them through just a regular park that's dog friendly or go to a restaurant that's dog friendly on the patio. I mean, I just thought that was so unique and clever.
Isn't that so cool? We love it. It's just, it's fun for the dogs. And the other cool thing that people don't kind of expect is we learn more about that dog from the Borrow Buddy person. And it could be a cat too. It's not just limited to dogs. People learn so much about, can tell us so much about that pet that helps us place them and helps us share that with a potential adopter and say, you know what we learned? Buttercup loves riding in the elevator.
Yeah, it's all these little things you learn more. And again, you just never know. That might wind up being a family pet before it's all over with. And I think this is also interesting because you've been, what? Mar, you've been over there in one?
Yes. Can you believe it? I love being here. This is my favorite job. I'm so thankful for this amazing career working with people and mm-hmm. animals. Next year will be my 25th year working here.
No way.
Not to really be TMI, but I'm turning 50, so I'll be here.
There's no way you look like you're in your early 30s or something. You must enjoy the pets because you're so happy and young looking. They're keeping you in good shape.
I love it. It's a wonderful place to be, mm-hmm. and I really do think that happiness is just it's seeped into the walls here. We are a happy place, and you know we've been here. We're approaching our 90th anniversary as an organization.
Yeah, because 1938 is when it was started.
Yes.
And so 2028 is the 90th anniversary. Amazing. That just shows how good the work you guys do. I mean, when it comes to pets and animal safety and animal shelters and taking care of homeless animals, SPCA of Texas is the best of the best. It's like the gold standard. So props to you guys for doing all the things you do. And I brought up the fact that you've been with them so long because you know all the stories. And one of the things I was going to say is this. During the pandemic, I found out doing this show in particular and also in my own household, because we got several pets I'll get into a little bit later.
I love it.
During the pandemic, a lot of people found comfort with their pets. It was like, guess what? They sometimes just call it therapy pets or therapy animals. It's more than just, you know, if someone has, an injury or a disability and they have a pet around and that helps. No, regular people who thought, you know, I don't know if I need a pet or if I have time. Pets were very comforting during the pandemic. And I bet you have some stories from just that alone.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, just pets do so much for our well-being in general.
Yeah.
They can lower our blood pressure. For anyone who may be, have some anxiety being out in public, mm-hmm. Pets can help ease that anxiety. And, you know, especially a dog, they want to go on a little walk in the morning, can help get us outside, get that vitamin D going.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many studies that show the incredible benefits, health benefits, that pets bring, even for kiddos. There's studies that show that kiddos who, like human kiddos who grow up with pets, are less likely to have allergies of various types. It's just that they do a lot. So during the pandemic, we did, we closed for a short time, and then we began offering drive-through pet adoptions, and that was very successful.
Oh, that's different. That's the pivot.
Yes.
Yeah, you made it available.
Yes, well, because we knew people were still calling us and emailing and coming by saying, I'm home. I need a pet. I lost count of the number of times we received an email or a phone call that said, "Hey, wait, are you guys open? We were really wanting to come by and adopt." And so we were able to say, "Oh, absolutely, yep. Come look at our website. You know, we'll bring any pet out to you. We'll wear a mask. It'll be outside. We'll social distance." So people would pull up to the front of our shelter. We would do meet and greets right there in their car. It was really wonderful. There was definitely a surge in adoptions at the very, very beginning of the pandemic. And then a few months later with the drive-through adoptions, there was definitely a big surge there. And the cool thing is a lot of people ask me this, did we see higher rate of return animals returned after that? And we didn't. I've looked at our numbers and our numbers really just indicate that, you know, we still did the meet and greets. We still had our conversations. Our normal adoption process works.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Again, sometimes you just kind of take these things for granted. But pets actually are very comforting, especially in the world today. And when I think about kids, and I think about my kids as well, with social media and the world at their fingertips, and it's a different world than when we grew up in the 20th century, you know, it's like, you know what? Sometimes having a pet around the house, it gives them something to do, something more than just playing on an iPad, you know what I mean? Or doing their schoolwork. It's like, because more and more, you know, people are not as connected as they used to be. It's whatever it is, it's whatever the reason. And, you know, the restaurants talk about it too, because people eat, they get the DoorDash food instead. They don't fill up the restaurants anymore. They get the food, but they take it home. And so what's at your house? Is it just each other? How about some pets? I mean, you just have no idea how much of a difference it makes. I'm going to first have a couple of pets at the house.
I do. I have a really precious, amazing rescue dog named Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I say rescue dog. We think she's about 9. She's a blue heeler mix. We jokingly call her a Texas heeler, which I don't think that's a breed, but we just love it. And she was rescued along with 89 other dogs. She had, this was about 3-4 years ago. She had a 2-day-old litter of 7 puppies, one of which was born without front legs. She was living under a trailer, and she had multiple injuries, medical things. She had surgeries. She had a broken leg. She had to have teeth removed. Mm. Poor girl was in a mess. She came in, we got her all fixed up, and then we discovered that she was terrified of existing. When I saw her first, she was in a corner shivering.
Oh my.
And a colleague of mine said, "Hey, can she just be in your office?" And I was like, "Absolutely." And then later that colleague had her in her office, and I walked in, and she had some other name, and it wasn't a bad name. It was fine, but obviously she'd recently acquired it. I said, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know that that name suits you." And so I just started calling out names until I said Grace, and she perked her head up in her ears and she looked at me. And I said, "Okay, your name is Grace then." And so of course, then it was all over for me. Texted my family and said, "I really would like to bring her home. What do you think?" And they were like, "Oh my gosh, yes, you have to. You can't just say that and not do it."
Mm-hmm.
So, I brought her home that night. And now 3 years later, she is a confident, happy dog. Like, she went from terrified to loving everybody. We call her the party puppy. My son, his senior year in high school, he played football in high school. And mm-hmm. his senior year, we had the privilege of hosting the entire offensive line at our house every week before game, or mm-hmm. not like a couple of days before games, to just for dinner and having fun together. And she met the whole offensive line. And that's when she decided that people were pretty okay.
I love it.
So yeah, Grace is the party puppy. And then we have Opal, who is a very, very sassy 10-year-old tortoiseshell medium hair. And
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Exist to make sure her needs are met.
Wait a minute. What is she, a rabbit?
No. She's a cat.
Oh, cat. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know all that much about cats, but I do know about rabbits and turtles and cats and dogs.
Cool.
And bearded dragons, because guess what, Mara?
Yes.
We've had them all at our
house. I love it.
And my wife, Pam, is Dr. Doolittle, because they all get along. I kid you not. Let me tell you about my little pets here. And our pets, I found out, first of all, before I had a wife and three kids, uh-huh. I'm traveling so much, covering sports all over the world and all over the country. So I was always gone. So as a single guy, I didn't have any pets. When I was growing up, I did. I had a little dog. When I became, grown up and, out of college and moved down here to Dallas and on the radio and just covering all these different things, I was always on the go, but I like dogs and cats and pets, but I was just too busy. My wife and kids, we got us a dog, and then because I was like, "How are we going to keep up with the dog? We got three kids." And she said, "Watch." So we got us a standard poodle.
Oh, uh huh.
And she lasted 12 years, and then she passed away, and it was just so sad. The whole family just was all sad, upset. And then we got another standard poodle. Uh-huh. It was almost a rescue standard poodle. I say almost. The poodle was really good, but she barked a lot.
Oh.
Or, I'm sorry. He barked a lot. I'm confusing uh-huh. the poodles. He barked a lot, and he has a big bark. And so the grandma that had him, she couldn't handle it because the neighbors were complaining. I was like, oh my uh-huh. goodness. So we basically rescued Hero. So Hero moved in with us. And of course, standard poodles are very smart, and he was easy to train up. And then lo and behold, we already had a turtle named Raspberry. We had a beard. Unfortunately, Raspberry ran away. I was telling the kids, watch the backyard. The turtle can run, and the turtle ran away, but we figured the turtle's okay. We have the bearded dragon to this day. His name is Flash. We've had Flash for like 7 years.
Oh, I love it. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and Flash. Okay, and then we've got a cat. It turns out I'm allergic to cats, so praise Flonase, because that's what saved me. I never disliked cats, but it turned out I was allergic to them. And so I was like, my wife and my kids got the cat to get along with the dog, and then we got another dog, a rescue pet. You won't believe this. A French bulldog puppy was a rescue pet.
Cute.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. How can a French bulldog, those are expensive. How could it be a rescue pet? Well, you know how they get those little puppy mills?
Yeah.
They said this particular litter of pets was deformed or had a cleft chin or something, cleft lip. It was like they weren't perfect. They weren't perfect French bulldogs. So we did all the paperwork and adopted this French bulldog. Her name is Coda. And the bulldog and the poodle get along. They're best friends. And then they get along with the cat. And then my wife, by the way, the cat was a rescue cat. Then they found another rescue cat. So we got two cats, two dogs, the bearded dragon. We had a rabbit. We had the rabbit lived a long life as well. And they were all getting along. It was just an amazing thing. And I'm like, you know what? I come home from work or whatever I got to do, the different games or whatever off the radio, and everybody's at peace or they're talking about the pets or the pets are all getting along. And I'm like, you know what? People who don't have a pet, they don't know what they're missing.
I'm with you. There's a really great quote, and I love that. It sounds like you have just such a beautiful family. I think the quote goes something like, pets may not make our whole lives, but they make our lives whole.
Yes. Believe it or not, you're so true. And the thing that's also amazing is they just love you.
Yes.
They just love you. I don't love them every single day because I'm allergic to cats, you know? But they all get along fine. And everybody else in the house all get along fine. I'm like, this is just low key, a secret thing to keep families happy. People just don't know what they should adopt a pet. Now, I will say this. Let's go ahead and talk about the other side of the thing, because you've seen this part too. This is also the time of the year here in the holidays. We're in the holiday season right now, at the end of the year. And there's a lot of people who will get a pet, not necessarily adopt a pet, but they might go to a pet shop and get a pet and give it as a gift for the holidays to another family or to a family they think that'll work for this pet. And it doesn't. And wasn't this around January or February where people who feel like that the pet doesn't perfectly fit their family, that's when you guys get really busy to help pick up the pets that get left behind, right?
Yes, to a certain extent. Many shelters do see that, yes. Mm-hmm. I love looking at all of our data. It's so important to look at that data.
Yeah.
It does happen, but not with a statistically significant, I know that sounds all nerdy, but it's not really a big difference is probably the easier, better way to say it.
Okay.
For
so year round
as a private shelter. So we have around the same rate year round of people who just return. And it's all kinds of reasons. And we want to be non-judgmental. We want to set people up for success. So during that adoption process, when we go through that, we really work with people. You know, some people say, oh gosh, don't adopt out black cats at Halloween. Well, we do because we have a conversation with people, and honestly, is pretty easy to tell if somebody is real and is here to adopt a pet because they love pets, and somebody who's pretending because they maybe have bad intent.
You know what? See, this is what I love about you guys, because this is where I was going with this.
Yeah,
when the ones that buy a pet at a pet shop, those are the ones that sometimes have an issue with just handing over a pet, and they wind up going to you guys because we don't know what to do with the pet now because it doesn't fit our family. You guys do a little bit more work, especially those, not just the SPCA, but the ones who have the pet adoptions, not the pet stores. That's what I was talking about, pet stores.
Got it. Okay, I'm with you. Yes. You know, a lot of shelters do see that, and especially the municipal shelters like Dallas Animal Services, name a city here in North Texas, their animal care and control animal services, Fort Worth, just name a city, and the animal group in there that's the municipal shelter. They see it a lot more as a private shelter. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we really like to focus on is, we partner with Dallas Animal Services. We're just, a block or two away from them. They're on Westmoreland, we're on Hampton, so an exit away on 30. And we try to pull as many animals as we can because we know that they see that a lot. So we get in animals from animal cruelty investigations like my Grace Girl and from transferring from other shelters. And we've recently been able to start accepting a few more animals that are owner surrenders. But just because of the volume and how animals come in, too, I think that's a factor. Mm-hmm. But we want to help our partner shelters, too, because the big thing here, and this is so important, is shelters across the country, not just here in North Texas, are full, full, full. We're all packed to the gills. Now, some of us, like the SPCA of Texas, we're designed to stay full. We do not euthanize for time or space. We count animals noses in, noses out.
Yeah, you got room. Like I said, it's a campus out there.
It is. Last year we found homes for more than found homes or transported to other shelters who then found homes for the animals in the Northeast and Northwest, especially where there are more homes for cats. So when you look at that total number of all of that, we placed more than 7,000 animals last year. That's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another reason to put that plea out there to everybody. If you were thinking of bringing a pet home, please adopt, don't shop, come to a shelter. Exactly. There's so many across the Metroplex. Go to one near you, come to us over here in West Dallas. Whatever you do, we have so many fabulous partners out there who do such an amazing job. Go to a shelter rescue group or a municipal shelter. You're going to find amazing pets right there.
Exactly. In fact, I love one of your mottos. One of your mottos is SPCA Texas, we connect people and pets. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Okay, it is the holidays, and on January 3rd, you have a big event coming up. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think a lot of people who have been listening to the show so far, they're like, ooh, I want to probably come out there, but what's a good day? January 3rd, what's going on?
Yes, absolutely. So we are so excited about January 3rd. Thanks to our wonderful, wonderful friends at Mullen and Mullen Injury Law on January 3rd. They are going to be covering the cost of adoptions all day from noon to six that day. This is huge. We are so grateful. I cannot believe it. Like the firm covering the cost of every pet that's adopted is just amazing. So if you come in that day, you can thank Mullen and Mullen Injury Law for their wonderful support of, I'll say our mission statement too, because I love it as well. We are dedicated to making a brighter future for animals, people in the community. And that is what Mullen and Mullen is doing with this amazing special. So thank you, Mullen and Mullen Injury Law. Thank you, everyone out there who's considering adopting a pet. We hope everybody, we want to see the whole city out here. I don't know. We'll make room for lines.
Exactly. It's going to be outstanding. Again, it's a great opportunity because, again, pets have become family friends for so many families, so many quote unquote families that you say, okay, what's the family? Well, it might just be two people living together. It might just be you alone. It might be you and your rabbit, and now you need a cat. I mean, it could be all kinds of combinations, and I can't say it enough. It also, we were talking about this with kids earlier, it helps kids become more responsible.
Yes, you know what I mean?
It gives them something to do other than play on their iPad or watch TV or stay on the computer all day because there's someone there that they can interact with that's actually available to interact with, not gone to work.
Yes, and it teaches and promotes empathy, which is huge.
Yes, exactly. And again, it also makes the pets' lives too. It makes them happy to, you know, that someone is taking time and cares for them. I mean, I love the whole deal.
Yes. Oh, it's amazing. And for the event on January 3rd and any day before and after, we're just at 2400 Lone Star Drive in Dallas. You can't miss those big purple walls.
exactly. And the website again, so people who need to know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. SPCA.org. Some enterprising soul acquired that in 1994. So rest assured that is, we are local. We are here in North mm-hmm. Texas for North Texas because of the generosity of North Texans. And just go to SPCA.org. And if you want to look at dogs, you go to SPCA.org/dogs. And if you want to look at cats, you go to SPCA.org/cats. And you can see all of our animals listed. We update our website, I think, every half hour. You can just come on in if you see somebody or several somebodies you want to meet. We love it.
You know what I forgot to mention? You guys have a clinic on site too, don't you?
We sure do. Yes, the Myron K. Martin Spay Neuter and Wellness Clinic. Yes, people can also go to that same website, spca.org, and make an appointment online for their pet. You just sign up, make a profile, make an appointment. We focus on spays and neuters. We want to help prevent overpopulation and keep communities healthy. Also, we provide pet packages that include vaccinations. If you just need vaccines, we do that too. We're not like your full service vet. Your full service vet will do the emergency care, the bigger, more intense care.
It's just a clinic. Yeah. It's not a veterinarian. Yeah. It's a clinic. Yeah.
Yeah, but we have multiple amazing veterinarians on staff, vet techs. Our team is absolutely spectacular. So I bring my pets here. I love our vets. Our veterinarian recently helped my kitty cat. She had an issue where she was licking all the fur off her hind legs. Oh. And she's all better now.
Oh, I'm good. Good. Because, again, you want to make sure everybody's healthy. That's what you. Yes. That's the bottom line. And again, there is a reason the SPCA of Texas has been around since 1938.
Yes.
Let that sink in for those who, it's like 1938. Yeah, we're talking about almost 100 years ago. I mean, it's like 90 years in like 2028, like you said. It's like, it's hard to believe, but it's true. And you've been there since 2001. And before that, weren't you like doing stuff with nonfiction books and stuff? Because I can tell you have a creative mind.
Yes. I worked for Taylor Publishing when they had a trade books division.
Oh, local. I love that.
Yes. And so, yeah, I can't remember my exact title. I was a assistant editor, editorial assistant, something like that. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
And then you found your calling.
It was an accidental thing. So a really wonderful lady who I still am in contact with today, Anita, thank you. She worked at Taylor with me. She came over to the SPCA of Texas because that was where her heart was called toward to helping animals and working with people. And when the company sold the division, I was looking for a job. And I called Anita and she said, I'm looking for someone. And bless her, she hired me. And here we are almost 25 years later. And it's been such a fabulous career. It's like, it's a wonderful life without all the angst.
You know what? I am so happy for you. And again, Mara Davies, you're a blessing for SPCA of Texas. And look forward to having you back on the show again real soon.
Thank you so much. It's been such a joy speaking with you today. Thank you.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And our next guest is a guest we've had on the show for a couple of years, for a couple of times. She is a very nice, wonderful woman. Her name is Miss Arvella Warren. She is the founder of A Break for Grandmother, a nonprofit organization recognizing grandparents who step in to raise grandchildren when parents aren't able to. Miss Arvella, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Chris, and how are you?
Great. Happy holidays, by the way.
Yeah, happy holidays to you and all your staff.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you're on. And again, it is the holidays. You just did an event with, you were honoring a grandmother. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. Can you tell everybody again what the A Break for Grandparents is all about? It's called A Break for Grandmother. But can you tell the story just a little bit? And then we'll talk about the women you've been honoring and the men, too, and how it expanded to men. But you just did one a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we actually just did one on Saturday.
Right.
We do grandmother or grandfather every third Saturday at the Golf Club of Dallas on our Redbird Lane. We started because I realized that grandmothers and grandfathers, they really don't get the necessary attention that they really deserve. Mm-hmm. Because most of them are retirement age and they really could be just enjoying life. But instead, some of them bring babies from the hospital. Some of them have two-year-olds. And we have one lady that's 88, and she's raising a great-granddaughter. I think she's 10 years old. But this lady still does taxes at Jackson Hewitt.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, and then we have grandfathers that are raising grandchildren, some girls, by themselves because they lost their wives and they already was raising the kids, so they continued on. But it's so many grandparents raising grandchildren and nobody really sees them. And like you said, they really are the unsung because we see them with their grandchildren. We just assume that they're visiting,
mm-hmm.
but they're not. And these grandparents, some of them, a lot of them are at poverty level. They don't have the necessary things. We actually honored a grandmother who is 80 years old. And her story was on the news. Her grandson name is Cody Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He plays football for South Oak Cliff. And he is a caretaker for her. His mom died when he was 10 years old. So he and his brother moved in with their grandmother who lives in a one-bedroom apartment. And Kyler Murray, the quarterback for, I believe, Arizona.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals. And one of the greatest high school football players of all time went to school at Allen. Three state championships.
He paid their rent for mm-hmm. 1 year.
Wow.
Paid their rent for a year. And I was just so amazed that he evidently saw the story or someone told him. And he paid their rent for 1 year for the grandmother. Like I said, they live in a one-bedroom apartment. She doesn't cook anymore. He plays football, and he's also a caregiver for his grandmother. So while she's a blessing to him, he is certainly a blessing to her.
So is this the 10th year for Break for Grandmother?
In January, we're going into our 10th year. We are also a nonprofit organization.
501c3?
501c3, yes.
Yes,
we've
ma'am.
Been honored grandmothers, and we've honored three grandfathers that are raising grandmothers.
Let's talk about how you decided to honor some of the grandfathers as well.
Well, people that they see the grandmothers being honored or word of mouth, and we've gotten some nominees from just going on your show. They would contact me
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, I got this grandfather or I got this grandmother that's raising grandchildren, because like I say, no one really sees them. You know,
right.
you see
They're
them,
hidden
but
figures.
You,
They're hidden figures.
Exactly, exactly. And the grandfathers, you know, they all you have to do is nominate them. And we do every letter that we get, we're going to, you know, it may take us some time
mm-hmm.
because we have other grandmothers in front of them, but grandfathers, but we're going to honor every grandmother, a grandfather that's nominated. You know, we like for them to be at least 60 years old, that says you going into retirement age and you
mm-hmm.
put everything to pick up raising grandchildren.
Keeping the family together. Yeah, keeping the family together. So whatever the reason, whether, you know, one of the parents or both of the parents, you know, they lost their lives or maybe it's incarceration mm-hmm. or maybe there's some addiction situations or CPS has been called out for whatever the reason, they want to keep the families together. And so you're honoring them for the work that they do just when they thought, okay, it's time for me to have a retirement life.
Yes, it's really, it is caused by incarceration,
mm-hmm.
death, drugs, mental illness. One of our grandmothers, her daughter was sex trafficked and ended up having a child. Mm-hmm. And this child had more than 22 surgeries because she was born with like half a brain from sex trafficking situation. So here it is. She will always be taking care of that little girl. Always, you know. So you don't, you know, you just some of them. And a lot of these grandchildren that are raised by grandparents, they are really good citizens. They're going to college.
Oh,
they're
yes.
going to school and everything because, you know, a grandmother is so nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting what they need, you know, even if the are so nurturing and so giving you direction and making you know who you are and who your family is and who your family was and where you can go. So to honor them, I mean, I'm excited every time we go and meet a grandmother or grandfather. I am excited because I feel so good just to be able to do it. I feel like I'm blessed to be able to do it, our organization, because we don't have to. But I thank God we get to honor them. And I love it. I really love it.
Yes. And you guys do such a great job with it. I've had a chance to be out at a few of the occasions. And can you right now just go ahead and give a shout out to the people involved with you, I call them the board of directors of the committee.
The board,
y'all been doing this for a little while, and everybody's doing their part. And just because give them some love, too. You can say their names. Yeah.
Mary Wesley, Jacqueline Harris, Jetta Yule, and Rosalind Sutton. We all chip in and just come together and do what we do. And it's something that we all love. We all love, you know, once a grandmother is nominated, Mary Wesley will contact them. Depends on what they need to do. And like I say, it's, every grandmother or grandfather that's nominated, they're going to be honored the same way, you know. And we like for you not to tell them what they're going to get, what's going to happen. Just nominate them and let them be surprised in what happens after that, because we don't want them just coming like, oh, this is what's going to happen, because it's just a surprise.
Exactly. It really is. Are you telling me, I guess you tell them to dress nice. But then they don't know where they're going, and they wind up going to Golf Club of Dallas for a reception or a banquet, a luncheon, and they are honored. And you talk about the ceremony, because I was impressed. They get crowns. You created some crowns, and they're getting all kinds of pictures, and they start crying, and their family's there, and everybody just so – it's just a wonderful occasion.
That when you bring them there, the first thing we do, we put a crown. We have a crown for a male or a female. We put a crown on their head, because they are queen or king for those couple of hours. It's all about them. That's why it's a break. So Mary will crown them, female or male. And from then on, we present them with gifts. Well, I'm not going to say what gifts, but we present them different gifts. Their family's there, and everyone in the room gets the opportunity to encourage them. You know, because we all need encouragement, and no matter what we're doing, you need encouragement.
Yes.
You know you're doing a good job, but it sounds better when you're encouraged to keep going, keep doing what you're doing. And everyone is encouraging to them, and they get to tell a little about themselves, how they got their seat. So it's just a lovely ceremony. And
I think it's also nice that you have the grandkids there, too, if they're able. I mean, I've seen the grandkids, and they're so happy that their grandparent is honored.
They are. And they get the opportunity too, because a compliment is not a compliment until you deliver it. But in this situation, the grandchildren get the opportunity to tell the grandmother or grandfather how much they appreciate them. Something they probably never really said.
Right. On a day to day. Yeah. But here's they're being honored, and they're able to say thank you, and I'm so grateful. And they know that other people recognize their grandparents and their hard work by raising them.
Mm-hmm. And they do. And I mean, I've seen like grandchildren that were raised like they're in their 30s now, and they cry because they know that their grandmother or grandfather deserve to be honored, but no one really sees them. So when we bring them there and put a crown on their head and gift them, the grandchildren cry sometimes.
Yeah.
They really all of a sudden, like, you rescued me. And a lot of these children come from CPS.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them come from CPS, most of them. And when you come from CPS, they don't just give the children to you. You have to qualify to get these children. They have to come into your home and check your home
and
out.
Prove and you're stable, that your environment is more stable than any foster care that they could come up with.
It's like a different world for them. It's not just like, oh, those are my grandchildren, those are my great grandchildren. We had one grandmother, she had to fly all the way to Vegas because CPS had her grandson, and she had to fly to Vegas to retrieve him, and they had to have her checked out. So it's not just a pretty thing that you just get them and that's, you know, you go. They have to make sure they're not taking them out of the fire and putting them into the frying pan. Mm-hmm. They have to do of that. So it's not just, you know, cut and dry.
I've talked to some CPS people, and they are grateful that, you know, a break for grandmother and grandparents can step into the breach like that, because that's what they really want to do. They really want to keep them in the family. But like you said, they don't want to throw them from the pan into the fire if it's the same scenarios, you know?
That's true, because it's really not mandatory, because there are so many. We have had CPS workers come to us and speak during our presentations, and mm-hmm. they say that's what they do. They go to the family, go to the grandmother, the other grandmother, aunts and uncles, and they have some families said no, because it's a heartfelt thing.
Yeah.
It's not mandatory. You don't have to do it, because a lot of family grandparents will say, I've raised my children and I'm I don't through. Want, because it's like I tell people this too. You can be making certain amount of money with you and your friend, you know, your say you and one kid, but you take on three or four children, you could easily be in poverty now.
Yes.
Because you get the same money and you got these children. And Texas mm-hmm. doesn't have kinship money. Mm-hmm. Unless you're fostering, they don't have kinship. So they don't get paychecks like a foster parent does.
Right.
So when you on your kin, you're taking on everything, school clothes, bills going up, more food, everything. It's on you now.
Exactly. It's a major responsibility. Like you said, and at that certain age, Social Security might not be able to cover it all. I mean, and they have to sometimes begrudgingly say, I can't. And therefore, like I said, A Break for Grandmother, your program, and honoring those who are able to pull it off, it's a blessing, especially this time of the year in the holidays. I know they're grateful this time of the year.
It's a blessing. And we have organizations like A Kitchen and Cocktail. They donated us some coats last year.
Oh, good.
Coats.
That's the downtown restaurant in Dallas. It's doing very, very well for her. Yeah, that's excellent.
Deborah Kelly and Esther Davis, they brought some grandmothers down and let them eat for free.
Nice. That's some really nice food over there.
Yes, they were the 88-year-old lady. She was one of the ladies. And mm-hmm. I mean, some places they probably would never go, you know, because
exactly.
they got to cook at
right. And so that's a treat. That was a nice little treat. That was a little getaway. That's great. And
yes,
so most of these families, they're in the Oak Cliff and South Dallas area, because we want to make sure all the different parts of the community are represented. So we're making sure the Oak Cliff and South Dallas, they're represented on this radio station as well, right? That's the area that the Break for Grandmother?
Well, actually, we have honored grandmothers from Greenville, Fort Worth.
Okay.
Wiley, we actually, one of our first grandmothers came from Chicago.
I remember that story, yeah.
Here from Chicago, and we were just 6 months old at that time. We mm-hmm. just started. We flew her here from Chicago. She, her grandson, and her sister put her up in the Renison Hotel. My son-in-law, he was the defensive end coach at OU, and he's at SMU now. Mm-hmm. And Calvin Thibodeau, so he put her up in the hotel. So you know, everybody's chipping in to Break for Grandmother. Whatever they can do, they're trying to do it. And we brought her down here from, so if the grandmother from Greenville, we did pay for their gas once they got here. So it's just, if they can hear the voice and they can come and they would like to do it. We were invited to come to Oklahoma and honor a grandmother. Somebody wanted us to do it because she couldn't get here, mm-hmm. and they wanted us to come to Oklahoma, the board to come to Oklahoma and just find somewhere to honor. But here we have a place, because we're at the Country Club every third Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open to the public if you want to just come and see what we do.
And shout out to a Dallas Country Club for working that out for you.
Yes, every third Saturday we're there.
Didn't you say that also Walmart hit?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's helped you guys out in the past as well?
Yes. Walmart donates money to us. Mm-hmm. Yes, to do the grandmothers. They different stores, they'll donate to us.
Sure.
Yes.
So if someone is listening right now, if they want to partner with you or volunteer with you, what would they need to do? If they're listening right now and they just really want to help out the organization a little bit, what would they need to do?
They can contact me at 214-229.
Don't put your radio. Don't put your phone number on the radio. Give us an email. Give me an email, or I think you can find out more information. See, you're so kind. This is a big. Okay. This is what you do. Is there? You're on Facebook, right? A Break for Grandmother.
And it's on Facebook, but that number is on my business card.
Yeah, but so, that's not on the radio.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have a Facebook page where you can go and see what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do. And Raising Cane's also donates to us.
Nice.
And their children, they get Raising Cane cards, mm-hmm, to go to Raising Cane to eat for free.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how many kids, if they got five kids, they got five Raising Cane card plus the grandmother, so they can go and have a sit down dinner together.
Sure.
They don't have to go.
Well, like I said, this what you're doing is so wonderful, and I know there's people who are listening. So I want to help them out some kind of way. We're going to just do this baby step way, right? Because you guys are, you're not like this big nonprofit, like one of the big, you know, name something big like the North Texas Food Bank, which we really, really enjoy what they do, but they're set up and they're really set up big and all those kind of things. So if you go on the Facebook page, can people post something where they can reach back and you can see the post? There we go. Because I want it to be more organized, because I don't want you to get, some of these phone calls. It might be, not prank calls, but some of these robo calls. Yeah. You might wind up getting phone calls. Can you donate? No, we need the donation.
Yeah. We have a Facebook page. And you just go. It's a public page. Open it up. Called A Break for Grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, if you go there, like I said, we're 501c. We do write receipts, and you can write us off.
Mm-hmm. That's outstanding. Okay, so you say every third Saturday of the month. So in 2026, do you have any big plans going on?
Well, we're going to do our celebration in July for our 10th year. Mm-hmm. And we at our anniversary and our Christmas, we also honor our donors, people that donate to the organization. We bring them in, and we have drawings, and we had like Saturday. We just did Saturday. We had a comedian there, and we had and we had drawings for them to win prizes, because all year long they donate. And some of them have been with us the whole 10 years donating. To Break for Grandmother. They don't really get the opportunity to come and see, but at anniversary times and Christmas time, they usually try to attend. They might not be able to come every third Saturday, but the grandmother or grandfather, they can bring their family, their church family, or anybody that they want to see them being honored, and it's a beautiful thing. It's really, really beautiful.
It really is. Anybody, what, Ms. Avella? Go ahead. Anybody what?
I said, anybody that comes, you'll never be the same.
Exactly. Why do you think I keep coming back? You're never the same. And
they've gone through. Just the things that they've gone through, they're still standing,
Yeah, there's so many great grandmothers or great grandparents that are just fathers, grandfathers, that are doing the little things to keep the family together. My grandmother lived to be 102. She made it to 102, and I said, I got to be like my grandma, be like granny, and make it that far. And not everybody's able to, but she was, she was the one, she was the glue. She's the glue to the whole family. And so I know what you're talking about, and I think a lot of people can relate to family. And when you first came up with this idea, tell us about how you came up with the idea, since you are the founder.
Well, actually, I worked for General Motors for 30.7 years in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And once I retired, I wanted to do something, and I thought it was for young girls. But I saw this article in the Dallas Morning News at that time that said there were more than 2.7 million grandparents taking care of grandchildren, and most of them was at poverty level. And the lady from Chicago, they had her story where she lived in the south side of Chicago. She made $7.50 an hour. She was a cafeteria employee. And in Chicago, they have state and federal tax. So that's like she probably made $5 an hour.
Yeah.
She did not have a car. She had to get out twice a month and go get food for she and her grandson. And when I saw her, my heart just said, she needs a break. You know, she just need a break from what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because even on your job, once you take a break, when you go back to work, you feel so, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you get your energy back.
So I'm ready to just do whatever I got to do. And so I contacted her. I had a little time contacting her, but I got in touch with her and I asked her, I told her what we wanted to do. I said, we want to honor you. And she said the night that she called, that she saw the post, because someone else got in touch with her, she went on Facebook and saw that somebody was looking for her. And she said she didn't know anybody in Texas. She'd never been to Texas from anywhere from Chicago. So she just didn't know what it was about. But she did call me, and I was so grateful. And I told her we wanted to honor her. We would fly her here. She would have her tickets before she left. And she said she prayed, and she came from Chicago, a stranger. Mm-hmm. She came, and we honored her. When we started in July, and it was December, she came. And we actually honored two grandmothers at the same time, one from Fort Worth and her from Chicago. And we put her up in a hotel. We took her to Saltgrass, and we bought gifts for them. And it was just, you know, a good time because she deserved it. You know, she really deserved it.
And they don't do it
thinking that they're going to get any gift or anything. It's a thing.
And you know what? This is why I love your foundation. And again, it's a nonprofit, 501c3. You're doing this from your heart. You've never looked at this like, well, I'm going to make all this money and everybody's going to win. And, you know, it'll trickle down to the people if we can or whatever. No, you're doing this from your heart, which is why, you know, for 10 years, it's been this particular size, you know, and it's not been easy. And I'm sure there were times where you're like, I don't know if we can carry on, but your board is wonderful people. All the people on your board, they got big hearts as well. And I know, like, for example, during the pandemic, it seemed like, what did you do? Did you do a parade or something? I'm trying to remember what you did during the pandemic, because that was a time.
Well, we did. We never, even in when it was COVID, the pandemic, we still came to the country club and we did it outside.
Outside, in the fresh air.
We did it on the grounds. We still did it. And instead of having our Christmas thing inside, we had all the grandmothers that we had honored that year to drive through, and we bought them groceries and gave them a gift card, $50, all of them. We did that. Mm-hmm. So we still, you know, we still had a Christmas thing, even though we couldn't go inside. We still did it on the outside. We've never not had a grandmother.
You basically, this is your mission.
Mm-hmm. We know God has been good to us. It never stopped. We never not had anybody, because there's so many of them, but we've never not been able to have anybody and do the same thing for them all.
Okay, so you tell me if you don't really want to go there, but I want to give you a lot of credit for being on the show, especially in light on your personal side. You lost your husband, Clark, not too long ago.
Yeah, November 16th.
Yeah, and I know it's been kind of tough. Has your work with A Break for Grandmother helped you get through, especially with your family and friends? Because I know you're missing Clark.
Well, past Saturday, was the first time in our almost 10 years that he wasn't there to help me. And like he died suddenly in his sleep. So it was a little trying when I first got there. But I know that that's my heart. That was his heart. And so we went right along and had a nice time and still did what we did. But yeah, it was a difficult time. But, you know, I tell myself, you got to hold it together while falling apart. And that's what you got to do. Got to hold it together.
Exactly. So the holiday is a little bit different this time of the year. Can you talk about your family being there for you a little bit?
Yeah, it's very different, but I do have my children and I have my son-in-law's, daughter-in-law. So I do. It is different. It's going to be different for us. It was different Thanksgiving. It's going to be a different Christmas. But my children, they, you know, we all understand, you know.
Yeah.
We are Christians. And the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you. We don't understand it. But, you know, it's nothing we can really, really do. You know, and I was married 53 years. So it's very different.
Yes, very different. And he was a wonderful man. When you were growing up, didn't you say you grew up in South Dallas?
South Dallas, off of Bear Street on Dyrus, I did.
Yeah, and that if you can grow up right there and make it through all this, you got some intestinal fortitude right there.
Yes, grew up in South Dallas. And hey, my husband was a Dallas firefighter for 35 years. He had beautiful service. Firemen, they really came out for him, you know, because I said he went from the back of the truck to driving the truck. He drove the truck at the end. That was his job, you know, engineer. He was a truck driver engineer. So
you want to hear something wild? I always tell people, and I say it on the radio, if I wasn't on the radio, I would be a first responder, probably a firefighter. I would always say that. Because Clark is the kind of guy, he'll go into that fire. He ain't running from a fire. He's going to save some people.
He's going to save some people. That's what he did. Operate the equipment. And, you know, and like I said, he rode on the back of the truck. He went from the back of the truck to the cab.
Did he tell you that little secret about the fire truck? Let me tell you this. You can see if he told this little secret. Because I had some firefighters on the show a couple of years ago, and they told me the secret. You know, when they get to them signal lights, the lights is red. There's a button in there. They can change the light for them.
Oh, okay.
There's a button. I always wondered about that. So how these firefighters, these fire engines be zipping along and the light, you know, everybody got to stop because they don't know, oh, here comes the fire truck. And the light change. And one of them said, we got us a button inside that fire truck.
Good job.
Getting it done. So the next occasion. For the next break for grandmother is going to be the third Saturday in January.
It'll be the third Saturday in January.
And have you made your selections yet?
No, I haven't. I go through. There are times when, like, just before you got on the radio, I got on the radio with you. A lady just called me and gave me a lady's number, a name. I'm sorry. Her name was Betsy Faye Smith, and the lady's 88 years old, raising grandchildren.
My goodness.
She heard about it. She just called me, and she wanted to make sure the lady was, I think that she said that the daughter is now 18, but she had her. She brought her home from the hospital. And just imagine, she's 88 and the kid is 18. Wow. And I tell people this, like the 88-year-old lady that we have, she does taxes for Jackson Hughes. I said, how do you do homework? How do you do homework? I would not be able to do math. You know, I was talking to one of my grandchildren and I was asking them about their grades. I said, how are you doing in your arithmetic? What is that, grandmother?
They don't do that these days. They got it on tablet.
I said, you don't know what arithmetic is?
Oh my God.
Grandmother, what is arithmetic? And I'm like to myself, what is arithmetic? Hey, I wouldn't be able to help.
Exactly. I always say, because it's the 21st century, a lot of kids are their grandparents' tech support. They might not know arithmetic, but they can tell you how to change the channels and put those apps up there and hang a TV on the screen. They can do all that.
Yeah. But they don't know things that we knew.
Right. That's the other thing. It goes two ways. They, like, some of them don't know how to write in cursive. I always kind of kid them about that. You need to learn how to write in cursive, too. Well, Miss Arvella, it's just a pleasure having you on again. And I will, I'm sure I'm going to see you that third Saturday in the month of January. And I'm always there for you. And so are a lot of other people as well. And I can't thank you enough for being with us. Okay.
And I appreciate you so much. And thank you for having me on the show. And we really love you. We really do.
No worries. And thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact in North Texas. I want to thank you all because 2025 has been a tremendous year. We want to thank all of those who stepped up and allowed us to share their stories and all the different things they did, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's an organization or individual, whether it's, you know, homelessness, whether it's kids who need help with their education, whether it's pets or exotic animals. no matter what it was, homelessness. We can't thank you enough, because that's what allows people to come together, empathize, volunteer, and partner. So for all of us here, I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.